This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. More members of the public are asking the decision makers at Western Illinois University to not cut funding to its public radio station. The exchanges got testy at times, as Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
In mid-August, the administration announced it will end appropriated funding for Tri-State's Public Radio on March 1st of next year. The university's leaders believe the station can raise enough money to operate on its own. That led to numerous critical public comments during the board's meetings in late August and late September. Elaine Hopkins, who splits time between Macomb and Peoria, told the board during the September meeting that defunding the public radio station is a ridiculous idea. And she singled out board member Kathy Early, who lives in Macomb, for her emailed responses to people who inquired about the decision.
Kathy Early, your hypocritical form letter, while doing nothing to stop killing the station, really upsets me.
Hopkins made her comments during the public comment period at the beginning of what turned into a more than five-hour board meeting. Toward the very end of the meeting, Early was still upset with Hopkins' comments, pointing out she's been a longtime financial supporter of the station and even served on its Friends board for a number of years.
Have I always loved everything Tri-State's Radio has ever done? No. Does anybody ever love everything that I've ever done? No. But I support them. I have always financially supported them.
Early also pointed out she attended the community forum TSPR held in Macomb. She says she was asked hard questions during the forum about the defunding decision, but was treated with respect. Fellow board members supported Early, saying disrespect towards one of them is an act of disrespecting all of them. Things also turned testy in response to information Tri-State's Public Radio uncovered through a Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, request that sought insights into the defunding decision. An email from board chairperson Carolyn Ellert Fuller shows she asked Paul Plagens to use some of the public comment period during the August board meeting to offer up, as she put it, some words of wisdom. Plagens is the director of development at Western's campus in the Quad Cities. Ellert Fuller said his comments might help, quote, tamp things down, unquote. And a follow-up email from Joseph Reeves offers suggestions to Plagens regarding what he should say. Reeves is Western's senior vice president for planning and initiatives, and he oversees the Quad Cities campus. Ann Burton of Macomb criticized the behind-the-scenes maneuvering.
That's not public comment. That's a show of cowardly behavior. What are you afraid of? Perhaps the public's opinion of you, I guess. I mean, why couldn't the public comment without that plant? It's very disappointing.
Burton also said the defunding decision appeared to be made without a lot of forethought or analysis. Ellert Fuller acknowledged talking to Paul Plagens. She said she did so because she thought he could be helpful.
He has a long background in fundraising for public entities. And then I believe afterwards he met with the director of WIUM to offer his help, and he did that on his own time. It was strictly a way to try to be helpful.
But Bill Thompson, who's president of the faculty union, said the email exchange shows the board and administration created a deception.
Whether it was for good or ill, that's what you did. And as a result, the next administrator that comes into some kind of event and speaks up, then we're going to think that's a plan.
In all, seven people used the public comment period during the September meeting to ask the board and administration to reverse the defunding decision. They included Polly Radosh. She's a retired professor of sociology and retired chair of the Department of Women's Studies. She criticized the administration's explanation that TSPR is not part of the school's educational nucleus. She said public radio helps develop critical thinking skills, fosters broad-based knowledge of the world, and more.
You must know that the radio station cannot survive in its present form without university support. So you have consciously decided to cut the intellectual analysis in the region that was previously intertwined with the university.
TSPR and its listeners are still seeking a more detailed explanation of how the defunding decision was made. The information provided to TSPR through its FOIA request sheds little light. We received several hundred emails that don't provide that detail. They do show an administration obsessed with media coverage and at times snarky about TSPR's coverage of the financial crisis at Western. But the administration says it has no budget spreadsheets, no meeting minutes, no metrics, no records of discussions during Board of Trustees meetings, and no data demonstrating why TSPR was cut instead of other university offerings. The administration says it's sticking with its decision, and the board says it supports the administration and the difficult decisions it's made as Western struggles with its finances in the aftermath of the 2-year state budget impasse. Public universities received little state financial support during the impasse, and Western says it was forced to spend down its reserves. The administration also says Western ran a $4 million deficit last fiscal year, and its budget will be in the red for this fiscal year, too, though it has not yet said by how much. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.